This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeebel. Emotions were already high as hundreds of protesters marched through downtown Dallas last night, rallying against police shootings in Minnesota and across the country. Then gunshots erupted. Police officers were hit. Many died. A mayor choked back tears. We try to sort through the emotions of an unprecedented night in Dallas history and perhaps even American history. By most counts, the march had largely ended. It was around 9 p.m., not completely dark. Rosser Montaigne, a marcher, described it as one of the most inspiring rallies he'd seen in Dallas.
The speakers were great and everything was peaceful and beautiful until the end of the march. I was near the front of the march. We were almost back to our starting point and linked in arms whenever I heard gunshots and everyone scattered and ran in all directions.
Montaigne said everything then turned chaotic. Lester John had just gotten off work.
Like, I heard one shot pop, and then I heard pop, pop. Then I start hearing gunshots just ringing out.
Quentin Williams came to see his girlfriend, who was in the march.
Yeah, I did hear gunshots. It had to be over 100. It had to be over 100.
We were marching.
Kathleen Miller is Williams' girlfriend.
I heard gunshots raining out, lots of gunshots, everybody running in every direction, trying to find a safe place to be.
For Miller, a night that had begun peacefully turned anything but.
It's really no instant feeling but survival. That's really it.
At a news conference after midnight, while one gunman holed up in a downtown garage, Dallas Police Chief David Brown said the suspects told negotiators,
The end is coming, and he's going to hurt and kill more of us, meaning law enforcement, and that there are bombs all over the place in this garage and in downtown.
At that hour, only four officers had died. Mayor Mike Rawlings was at once calm, shocked, and close to tears.
It is a heartbreaking morning to lose these four officers that proudly served our citizens. To say that our police officers put their life on the line every day is no hyperbole, ladies and gentlemen. It's a reality.
Rawlings said the city must come together, lock arms, and heal the wounds we all feel. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.